Hello.
Hi, Marla. This is Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
Awesome, awesome. Listen, I was calling you because I don't know if maybe you did it by accident, if you or your husband did, but when you're in the client dashboard, right, like looking through the reporting, there's these boxes that'll pop up. One will say if you want info on paid leads or Yelp ads. And even if you try to, like, exit out of it, sometimes it sends the message that you're looking for that information. So they just wanted me to give you a call to make sure it wasn't, like, by accident you clicked on it or if you were really wanting that information regarding those programs.
Okay. Y'all already set up Yelp, correct?
Yes, that, so Yelp, you have the free listing, right? There's a thing called Yelp ads. Okay. And then there was also something that was clicked on. It's called Google Guaranteed, where you pay per lead. So again, sometimes you click on those by accident when you're trying to exit out of them.
Okay. Did you go on the dashboard on Local Splash or dashboard? Okay.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, because I did it. He did.
So oh, okay.
Yeah. So she was saying if windows pop up for Yelp or whatever, if you want information on that, did you happen to click on it?
Yeah.
Okay, you did click on it.
I was looking for, we have an email that the Yelp page was created and the Google business page was created.
Uh-huh.
And I can't find them.
Okay, I'll have them resend them to you so that way you can see them. Yeah, that the Yelp ad was, or the Yelp listing was created.
Okay, but if I'm actually searching for it on Yelp or on Google and I don't see it, why is that the case?
Yeah, give me 1 second. I'm reading a note here. Yelp page, did not go live yet, dash Yelp revisions if client wants to verify. Hold on, let me reach out to one of the gals right now while we're on the phone.
And the Google ad as well is asking, we get an email to asking to verify the Google business page.
Let me take a look. You added us on as managers. They're optimizing. Let me see. Let me do this. Let me send a message to the team. Let me just notate that you clicked on these by accident, but you're asking about the Yelp page, so bear with me here, okay? I'm sorry?
No, they just shut
up. Oh, we're just talking. Oh, okay. I'm putting on here, he received emails. Okay, let me go here.
The logo is very blurry.
Let me hide like this. I'm just starting a chat with someone to see if I can get someone on the phone with you guys right now.
Because when I saw that, I was thinking we probably had to do them on the laser instead of the diode.
You ask her.
Do I need to be here?
Oh, no, no, no. You don't, because Marla can handle it. If you need to go do something, go ahead. I'm just trying to see if I can get someone on the phone with you guys right now. If not, I got a schedule for them to call you today.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just waiting.
To call back. That's fine.
Okay. All right. I'm going to have someone from the team call you back, Marla. And then I already put in the notes what Jose mentioned. And then this way they can review that with you guys. Yeah, because I saw a note and then I'm like, okay, well, what else do they need? You know what I mean? So they would be the ones to better talk with you about that. Okay. So someone should be calling you shortly.
The reason why I clicked on that was because we got a mail that we have to verify your Google business, verify your Yelp page, and I went to search for the page with my personal Yelp profile. I searched for its high time three service, and I also searched on Google. It doesn't appear. So if it doesn't show up, I clicked on the button on the email to verify the business, and it took me to the local Splash dashboard.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at your Google business profile now. So that's why I want them to clarify as to why you received that email, because when you try to go to those profiles, you don't see them. So that way the team can get in touch with you on that. Because that's more the technical side with them.
Where are you looking at the business profile?
I'm looking at it right now. I looked it up. It's High Time Tree Service.
All together or separate?
Separate. They're all separate words. It's High Time Tree Service.
Google or on Google Maps?
Yeah. I looked it up.
And you look at where? Where did you look it up?
On Google.
Okay, it's High Time Tree Service. Search, aka Tree Service, Top Tree Service. It's High Time Tree Service.
You could even, I even also searched for it just by your phone number too, just so I could pull it up right away.
You find. You also, there's here on Nextdoor. Let me see what is on Nextdoor, okay?
Because it looks like right now there's an edit. So I probably see it quicker than you because there's an edit that they're doing right now with your optimization. And it's pending. So it could be that's why you're not seeing it right away because I also searched for it by your phone number and it popped up immediately, typing in your phone number.
Okay, but what I can find is the website. And that's not a business profile on Google.
No, I found your Google. Type in your phone number. Search by your phone number. That's why I said it's going through an edit right now, and that's probably why you're not seeing it right away. But when I search for it by your phone number, it pops up. So it's in a process of being optimized right now. So that's probably why you're not seeing it, because an edit was being done.
What phone number is this? 678-528-3711.
I don't know.
So is this...
That idiot? No.
Is this,
You set up a tracking number.
Okay, let me see.
So the tracking number, when you call that phone number, it's going to ring to your phone.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, what number is this?
Yeah.
No worries.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's going
on
right now.
No, that's okay. Hey, I don't mind you asking me questions. I want us to be like clear on everything, right? I know, I get it. I'm not, it doesn't bother me.
Okay.
There's only the option of open or closed. Can it be on Saturday and Sunday by appointment?
Yeah. Do you want me to notate that on there? Saturday and Sunday by appointment only? Okay. Let me edit that with the team too. That under your hours of operation, let me see. Also would like hours of operation for Saturday, Sunday to show as a, by appointment only. By appointment only, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I put in the note already so that way the team can get in touch with you regarding what you had received, those emails, and that you're not able to find them. So what are you supposed to do? And also regarding the change to your hours on Saturday and Sunday to be changed to by appointment only. Okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. So be expecting a call from them. I always say 24 hours because I like to be safe, but they can call you a lot sooner than that. So as soon as someone's available, they're going to call you. Okay?
Okay.
Chances are, Marla, they're going to call your phone first because you're at the primary. Okay, hon?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Okay. It was nice talking with you both. Have a blessed day.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye.
Bye-bye.